I'll read the last chapter from The Journey Home. This last chapter I called Dust, a Movie. Imagine a desert ghost town, call it Pariah, in the sunlight. The time is today, or tomorrow, or 1,000 years ago. A few clouds drift across the brilliant sky. One dancing dervish of red dust whirls down the street of the abandoned town. The twister dances out across the crumbling slopes of the hills and vanishes. The camera turns fully around to survey the entire scene, coming to rest finally upon the corner of a stone wall, beyond which can be seen the glittering facets of a small muddy stream, the tamarisk and willow, the hills of clay, shale, and sandstone, a slice of blue space. The camera meditates upon this simple prospect. Nothing happens. Almost nothing. The shadows lengthen. The gradual transformations of the light proceed through the seamless phases of their nature. Nothing happens. Perhaps a lizard appears on the wall, looks around, performs its routine business, disappears. Perhaps not. There is no sound except the stir of air, the breathing of the earth. A chink of adobe drops from the wall. 4 hours pass. The sun goes down, having no alternative, leaving a panorama of colored vapor spread like a stain across the sky. The bare clay hills glow in organic hues of liver maroon, lung-colored rose. The first stars reveal themselves, unblinking beyond the pellucid atmosphere. The camera, deliberately but slowly, turns toward the east to await the moonrise. A second camera continues to observe the effects of the setting sun. A third camera continues to record the quality of the light on the ancient rock wall in the foreground. A fourth camera picks up and follows the movements of a human couple, a man and a woman seen in the distance somewhere across the creek, silhouetted for a time against the yellow sky. They appear to be lovers, but perhaps not. All images from the four cameras are blended in montage, as are the sounds. The moon rises, silver and enormous, glowing from within like a paper lantern above the rim of the sandstone cliffs. As it rises, bulging above the world's edge, we hear at the same time the tinkle of music from an out-of-tune piano, sounds of laughter, clink of glass, quiet words, liquids pouring, blood dripping on a wooden floor, gunfire, neigh of a horse, squeak of a screen door, the quiet talk of lovers, more laughter, cry of a great horned owl, song of coyotes, a laughing man, a shod horse walking down a dusty street. All sounds cease. The street is empty. The lovers beyond the creek pace along the skyline, their forms dark against the smoldering sky. The moon floats higher. The moon pauses. Silence. All is silent. The water of the muddy creek, rippling over an array of stones which gleam, makes no audible sound. The lovers vanish. 2 hours pass. Three. Four. The moon drifts upward and westward into a sea of luminous clouds. Dissolve. Dawn. A single camera records the sunrise. Reverse illuminations on the barren hills, on the isolated cottonwoods along the water, on the rock walls, the wooden ruins, a broken-down water wheel. The camera goes for a tour, prowling among the ruins, inspecting at close range the texture of the stone, the warped, splintered doorways, a clump of prickly pear growing from an earthen rooftop, the sand, the mud at the water's edge, the coppery skin of a willow stem, the dust of the street, hoof prints, tracks of coyote and kit fox and reptile in the sand, the footprints of a pair of humans, man and woman, which wander in aimless fashion, as it seems, among the boulders and junipers on the far bank of the stream. The sun rises higher. Hours pass. This small desert river flows. Afternoon. Heat. Clouds form out of nowhere. Lightning flashes in the distance, and after an appropriate interval of time, we hear the mutter and rumble of the thunder. The camera observes the approach of the storm. Wind whistles through the derelict ruins of the town. Startled birds rise in a flock. There's the sheen of rain on the hills. The storm arrives. Lightning flickers in the gloom. The rain comes driving down. The wind presses against old walls. Things loosen and fall. A sheet of tin, a rotten timber, a slab of rock that once was the lintel of a doorway. The cottonwood trees by the river groan in the wind's embrace. The sun glows dim red beyond an amber haze. Within the dull boom and moan of the wind, we hear chords struck from a harp, the tinkle of an untuned piano. The storm engulfs the scene, blown to frenzy by the frantic winds. The camera's bewildered eye revolves, gives us one glimpse as the lightning flashes again of a man and woman sprawled and broken on rock, their torn clothing soaked with rain and blood, their eyes wide open, lifeless, mirroring the storm. Cut. Under evening light in a sky the color of aluminum, the camera, now at rest, observes the passage of a massive flood down the riverbed. Uprooted trees float by, drowned animals, fragments from the wreckage of a wooden boat. The water is blood red, flecked with foam. Grumble of mighty rocks beneath the surge, overborne and tumbling seaward. The camera's eye, seeing beyond the flood, contemplates the spectacle of the sunset over the western hills, the vermilion clouds floating across 100 miles of radiant sky. Birds cry. The flood purls on like flowing oil. Frogs croak and sing from the mud flats beside the swollen river. Cut. Night. Stars. Scattered clouds, the dim shapes of ruined buildings. We see the flight of an owl, silent as a moth, down upon its unseen prey. A small cry. Cut. The trees are leafless. The desert is covered with a thin layer of snow. The sun from a clear sky blazes down on fields of snow, dazzling as diamonds, and on the bones of a human skeleton. Dissolve. We see the ghost town reduced to sunken stone walls and mounds of earth. The snow is gone. We look at the scene through a scrim of shimmering heat waves. Dissolve. Bleached bones lie scattered on the rock. Rain. The hills erode before our eyes. Dissolve. The bones are carried by runoff water toward the creek, inching along in fits and starts within a thin swirl of liquid mud. Dissolve. Rocks crumble from the canyon wall. The final traces of the town, overgrown with brush and cactus, melt into the desert. Dissolve. Dark birds hover in the sky. The growing flare of dawn. 5, 6, 7 deer walk beside the water. One pauses to drink. The others gaze at the cliffs beyond. In the foreground, immediately before the eye of the camera, a lion rises from a ledge to watch the progress of the deer. There's a slight noise from above. Slowly, deliberately, the lion turns its head and stares with burning yellow eyes directly into the camera. The camera zooms in close. The eyes fill the screen, and we see in their golden depths the reflection of the sunrise, the soaring birds, the cliffs, the clouds, the sky, the earth, the human mind, the world beyond this world we love and hardly know at all. Dissolve. This film goes on and on. It has no end. Dissolve, dissolve, dissolve.